Hey, Adelaide defeated Collingwood by 16 points at the G. We were there. They have snuck, slid, or stepped into the eight. Doesn't matter. They're in there. And our next guest is Brad Crouch. And Bone, his last 2 weeks.
Curl the mo.
Crouchy, thanks for your time.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Hey, the start was critical in setting up that game, and I thought that was probably your best first quarter for the year as a team.
Yeah, it was good, yeah. We knew it was going to be a big game. We knew the heat was going to be on early on. I guess we settled pretty well and got the game on our terms. I think Rory Laird and Brodie Martin had great first quarters. We got off to a great start. We got into our forwards and got it over the back and were able to run onto a few. It was really good, and we sort of went on from there.
And the defensive pressure all across the ground, especially in that forward line, locking the ball inside 50, was just superb. But I thought that dropped off in patches during the game, Brad.
Yeah, we knew earlier on in the season when we knocked them off at home, we knew that we pressured them really well. I think we had a record amount of tackles for us the first time we played them. And there was, I know what you mean when you say it sort of dropped off at times. I think it was really good early on in that first quarter, but then late in the game in patches, especially in the third quarter at one stage when they kicked a few goals, and then also in the last quarter when they hit the front, and we were a little bit worried there for a bit. And I think it showed good resilience to sort of fight back and dig our way out of it.
There was so much to like about it, Brad. You're right. Tell us about that resilience, because when momentum was with Collingwood, they hit the lead by 6 points. What was the discussion on the ground, if any? Because the response was probably the most impressive part of the day.
Yeah, well, that's one thing we do concentrate on, is trying to sort of not panic when the momentum shifts or swings. And I think we did that really well on the weekend. We're still a young side, so I think we're still really learning to do that. And you know, as the best sides do, they play well when the chips are down or in big moments in games. And I think as a young group, we're definitely starting to do that.
And you just were able to win a stoppage. I mean, Jacobs in the middle got your way. Some contested footy, be it Taylor Walker, and his goal assists were outstanding. So you're right, when the key moments were there at the key times of the game, you're able to win them, which was a really good sign.
Yeah, I thought it was good, especially for Big Tex late in the game. I think like four or five things he did in the last quarter really sort of impacted the game. I think him and also I thought Sloaney fought really hard late in the game, especially because he had the McCaffrey tag as well. So I thought he did really well. And I think Brodie Smith this year has been unbelievable, and he was great again. And his leg is just an absolute weapon off half-back there. I think he helped with the long goals he can kick.
Well, I think the combination of Henderson, Smith and Yench, you know, rotating their roles as who's the plus one and who gets forward and who uses the ball. I mean, their carry, their run, their ball use, their elite leg, they were just terrific. Some of your ball movement from half-back and attacks, Brad, was, again, your best ball movement for the year. Brave and attacking.
Yeah, I agree. I think not having Hendo for a lot of this season has hurt us a little bit, and now that he's back and starting to get match fit has helped in a heap. I think other than that, earlier in the year when it was just sort of Yinshi and Smitty with that real run and carry, a lot of teams can sort of lock down on one or both of them. So now that we've got the three back there, it's going to be pretty hard to sort of stop all three of them, I think, in every game.
I don't know what it is, and I hope you can hit me on the head here, but it's just my gut feel. I think with the Crows this year, protecting a lead's not your thing, but mowing down a lead is your thing. And I don't know what it is, but the Crows play your best footy, you guys, when you're challenged, you're behind, the chips are down, because you are attacking, you are brave, you stuff it through the corridor, you get it forward, you don't waste it, and you're super efficient. But when you're in front, and I said it, Bone, at three-quarter time, 11 points up, I'm worried. And then they got 6 points up, and then you just kick the next four goals. What is that, Brad? Am I jumping at shadows, or you guys are better at running down a team than protecting a lead? Because it seems to me your mindset changes in those two different parts of a game.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I think you might be jumping at shadows a little bit.
Good thinking. Brett, I'm happy to... I am more than happy to be jumping shadows.
I know myself out on the ground. I definitely feel more comfortable when we're winning, when we're there.
Yep.
I know last night when they did hit the lead late in the first quarter, I was getting a bit nervous. And I'm sure a few of the other boys sort of naturally do that as well, but I'm not 100% sure on that one, but I know we do come back pretty well from being down, and I know that has happened to us in the past as well a little bit. So, it's a bit of a tough one, but I think you might be jumping at him a bit there.
Good. Good, I'm happy to be. I want to just talk a little bit about Tex. I know when Tex is at his best, when he's crunching packs, crashing through packs, jumping heavy, taking them down, and then he's creative with his goal assists. I think he had, five or six on the weekend.
Yep.
Brad, for mine, that was his best game for the year since coming back from his knee. How did you see it internally?
Yeah, I thought it was one of his best. I think when he kicked five against the Gold Coast, he was pretty good as well. But I think it was a sort of team game. It was probably his best game. He set a lot of goals up and obviously kicked a few himself as well. He's slowly getting there. He's contested marking's still there. I reckon he does compete really well. Even though he's obviously had the net, he's still crashing the packs, and he's always got someone on him, or he's always getting outnumbered. So it's really tough. And there's a bloke sitting back in the hole. But I definitely know his body and everything's virtually crystal clear. Like, it's all good. His knee's 100% fine. And if you'd watched him train and stuff like that, he moves beautifully. I've said to him a few times, you look virtually exactly the same as what you do before you did your knee. There's no difference at all. So I think in terms of how well he's come back from his knee, physically he's amazing. I think it's just being out of footy for 12 months is going to have an effect on anyone. He's still only probably played 9 or 10 games since he's come back. So I think at the end of this year, hopefully the next 6 games, I think you'll see a massive improvement with him in terms of on the scoreboard. And then I think look at next season as well.
Young fella was a good scalp on a big stage in a really important time of the year. You're back in the rooms afterwards. You want to celebrate, but tell us, what was the mood of the camper and what was the discussion after the game?
We were pretty happy. A lot of the time now, because we've got 6-day breaks and stuff like that, it's pretty much move on to the next game. Especially these days, there's not a lot of time to celebrate, to be honest. You sort of have to turn straight into the next week and recover and stuff like that. There's no time really now on 6-day breaks or anything like that to go out and have a beer or anything like that, so it's a little bit disappointing for some of the boys, but I guess you still got to find other ways to enjoy the wins. But we did that, and now we've got to focus on West Coast. We did our game review today and sort of got that game out of the way, and it was a really good win for us. But we've now got to focus on the Eagles this Saturday.
And again, by celebrate, I probably didn't mean you didn't have to go out, but it was more the you had to enjoy. It was a significant moment. It felt like a really significant moment in your season, where it was a big scalp, a team that you knew were a little bit down on numbers, but we're going to have a serious crack at you. But if you're going to play finals footy, that was a game you had to win. So to complete it and execute it, I thought it was a very significant moment in 2014 for you.
Yeah, I thought it was. Especially Collingwood at the MCG, I think at any time
it's
a pretty big victory. Mm. Yeah, it doesn't matter, because they're always going to be strong, especially when their season's in the balance as well. So we did speak about that. And the other thing is too, the big finals are played on the MCG as well. We want to be known to sort of win there at the MCG and play well at the MCG. So it'd be good to play a few more games this year, and hopefully in September there.
Now, you're a country lad. You like to sit under the radar. You're humble. But we're going to talk about you a bit, Brad. You've come back from a broken leg. Courage to do that, and as quick a time as you did, with the setbacks you may or may not have had. Your fitness and form and touch, your last 2 weeks has been outstanding. So your confidence at this level is growing by the week, Brad?
Yeah, it is, yeah. I guess I've come back reasonably well. I feel all right with my body, my legs, and everything are recovering really well from games. And I probably didn't expect them to recover so well. Like I've played the 4 games back now, and I've played the 2 in the sample as well. And I've just started to really get that match fitness and stringing games together. So I'm feeling pretty good, and I'm loving being back in the side and playing footy. I tell you what, it's a much better feeling winning games with your mates other than sitting in the stands watching.
Stoppage work and contested ball numbers frightening over the last 2 weeks. So is it you keeping your brother out?
Oh, I don't think so. I think our whole midfield's going pretty well at the moment. I think the job Richie Douglas did on the weekend was pretty outstanding.
Terrific.
Penalty. Yeah, I thought he was exceptional, and he's won 50th as well. It was a pretty selfless role. for the team, and he did well. So it's always going to be tough for a young kid, sort of 18 or 19 years old, to break into our midfield. So hopefully he can soon. We can play that game, that first game together.
Well, just on, Matt, I thought with Tomo out, like for like, you know, he might have snuck in. Has your mum and dad got the phone call? It's going to happen. We're going to be in the team together. I thought it was this weekend, Brad. So I'm glad they played Griggy because he was terrific as a sub, and he's got to keep his spot in that team. He's got something there. He's got a game. But, gee, it's going to be great when you two are in the team together.
Yeah, I am looking forward to it. We're both looking forward to it, and I'm hoping it's this year. But if it's not, we'll both crack into pre-season and we might get a chance at it next year.
I reckon the beauty is Brody Martin, Rory Laird, Matty Yance, Ricky Henderson to a certain degree. There's some youth still there and blokes who haven't played a lot of footy that have a significant impact on the team. It is not just the star players or the top end that's doing well. It was a very good team effort and all-round effort yesterday.
Yeah, I agree. I think them sort of players, they obviously started really well and they're starting to really find some form. I think Laird's a really good one. He can play at either end now. Mm. He played up forward yesterday and played a sort of dynamic role up there, pressuring and running hard. I guess in the modern game now, the forwards, the high half forwards, are doing a power of running, and that suits him pretty well, even though he's not a natural forward, I guess. So he's a bit of a swingman for us, and I think we've got a few of them at the moment. Like, we've got a lot of players that can play in different roles, which definitely makes it hard to match up on for opposition.
Hey, should we have a sin bin? Brad, just talking AFL after that thug act on the weekend?
Oh, I don't think so. I'm not too keen on that. I think it's a little bit of a tough one. I know in rural footy and stuff like that, when something like that happens, you can get sent off the ground and come back on. So I don't know whether that could become a rule, but that's never really happened in AFL, I don't think, and I hope it never does.
Yeah, leave it alone, leave it alone. Hey, you live with the big Texan, Crouchy. you learn how to cook yet? You're pulling your weight? How's it all going?
Yeah, we're pretty good in there. We cook a fair bit. And,
serious?
He's not. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we cook a fair bit. Yeah.
You're not the takeaway kings?
No. No, we're not massive takeaway fans, actually. We only ever get it when we sort of... pretty desperate, like last night when we got in the 10th
Melbourne. See, that's how the game has changed.
Cook when you get back from that.
Brad, that is how the game has changed. There was 10 years ago, I tell you what, that had been straight to the takeaway, and now it's get home and cook yourself a meal.
Now, Brad, you flew back with the team, the 5AA team did, but I got punted off the plane. Now, tell me, you guys all sit around the wing area. Was there a spare seat between Pods and Eddie Betts?
Oh, geez, I think there might have been.
Oh, you're kidding. I could have been sitting between Betsy and Podsy.
No.
I got punted off the plane, Brad. I had to stay last night. They put me in this dodgy hotel, had a dodgy Vindaloo, and I came home this morning, and they said the plane was full. So there was seriously a spare seat.
Right between the two.
No, I'm not too sure, to be honest.
Oh, don't lie now, Brad. Come on.
Oh, I need to know.
Oh,
could have been on the plane.
Well, I was... Matt Yench was lying across three seats at one stage.
Oh, no.
There must
see?
Be a few spare seats.
Anyway, it's not about me. Hey, Brad, love your form, mate. Keep it going. Your contested ball, your stoppage work is absolutely elite. The team's building. You're in the eight. You'll hold on. We've got doubles to give away too, so stay tuned. Plenty of doubles, I think, too.
We do.
West Coast game.
Bucket load.
Should be sold out. Brad, as always, thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Well done.
Good on you, Brad.
Oh, goodness me. Is he building a game?
Jet.
Is he building a game?
Beautifully. And as he said, a little bit of the season left, going to finish off really strong, but he's building to something really special.
It's the right time for them all to be clicking too, isn't it?
Isn't it?